You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
A warm welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. You've joined us on Thursday's edition of the podcast, where we're looking ahead to a jumping card at Clonmel. Plenty of action to come from the Irish venue today, and you'll hear selected parts on William Hill's Racing Radio with Stephen Powell, Andrew Mountain, Gary Capel in the studio. But ahead of all that, joining myself, Sam Norris, on this edition of the Irish Podcast, as ever, is Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today?
Pretty good, yeah. Not too bad at all. Not a bad card today at Clonmel.
Yeah, not bad at all. It's all changing the Champion Hurdle market as well, Andy. After Annie Power's reappearance yesterday, we didn't think it would have quite this much impact.
No, amazing what a difference in 24 hours can make. Who would have thought that Annie Power would be at the top of the market after that performance? More obviously, importantly, Faheen obviously defecting from the Champion Hurdle has rather let the door wide open. And it wouldn't surprise me if connections of Annie Power bit the bullet and supplemented her for the Blue Riband in a few weeks' time. Certainly, she would be a worthy market leader anyway. You know, she's a top, top-class mare. As she proved yesterday, she's got loads and loads of pace. I'd make her a 5-4 shot, to be honest, if she lined up on the day. So anyone who can get non-runner no bet, I think William Hill, 5-2 non-runner no bet, you're in a great position there because you're sure to start shorts. And if she doesn't run, you get any money back. So that would be my advice.
Yes, indeed. He just has to have the top three in the betting, doesn't he, Willie Mullins? He's not satisfied if he doesn't.
Well, there's so many rumours flying around at the moment. You don't really know which horse is going to go in which race. Only really Rich Ritchie and Willie Mullins himself would have an idea. Obviously, he's got Arctic Fire, Nichols Canyon as well, waiting in the wings if Annie Power was decided to stick to plan A and go down the World Hurdle Road. And I've even heard this morning on the rumour mill that even Min,
yes,
of all horses, is now a consideration for the Champion Hurdle rather than running the Supreme. So, like I say, your guess is as good as mine, Sam, to be honest.
Yeah, it certainly is. We'll see what pans out with regards to Cheltenham, but we must look ahead to matters closer at hand in this Clonmel card today. And we start with their first race, which comes up at 1:30. This is a hurdle over 2 miles and 3 furlongs. Victory Mill is the 7-4 favourite this morning. Don't Tell No One, 11-4. 4-1 about 9 stitches. Urano is 9-2, and it's double figure quotes for the remainder. What do you fancy in the opener, Andy?
Yeah, I'd probably go with Dermot Wells' charge here. Don't Tell No One, who ran in a very hot race the other day at Thurlow's. Of course, that was a Grade 3. It went the way of William Mullins' Arquist. And the time of the race suggested it was quite a noteworthy or praiseworthy performance by the horses that were involved in the finish. Just got the feeling that Davy Russell, having watched him ride this horse and watched the videos back, he didn't quite feel as though this horse was truly going to get the trip. Because he didn't really overexert the horse off the home turn. I just think he felt as though his chance had gone and he kind of dropped his hands a little bit and eased off the gas. But the horse, to be fair, actually picked up in the latter stages and kept an okay, to suggest that probably might have been a bit of a premature decision by Davy Russell. Certainly good enough on that form anyway to take a hand in a race of this nature. Obviously, we've got to take on board that Victory Mill could improve. And 9 stitches is certainly going the right way. John Walsh's charge, he clocked a fair time the other day when he ran at Thurles himself, beating Stuckador by 27 lengths. But the form horse and the time figure horse who sticks out a mile is this Don't Tell No One. And he's available back at 11-4 this morning. I'd have him actually have him favourite. I think he's got the best form in the race. So there's a good chance for us to get off the mark in the first.
Don't Tell No One then for Andy, for Dermot Weld and Davy Russell. The 2 o'clock is race number 2 today from Clonmel. A maiden hurdle here over 2 miles and 3 furlongs. Deplotting Shed is the 2-5 warm order this morning. 11-4 about Black Warrior. Get Out of Jail is 9-1. 20-1 or bigger price is the remainder. This looks an excellent opportunity for Gordon Elliott's charge, Andy.
Yeah, I know the owners of this Deplotting Shed, and they're a little bit disappointed, to say the least, that he couldn't deliver the goods 2 starts back at Ascot when he was a warm order to win that listed race at Ascot off the back of a very good time. He posted at Fairy House the run before when he beat a horse called Tarare. Back in third was Dean's Ride. He was beaten 30 lengths. He's won a main hurdle subsequently. So there's no real reason why Gordon Ellis-Charles shouldn't have gone closer than he did. But obviously he was in a deep race at Ascot. You know, the likes of Ballyandy, who finished second, have proved that form is rock solid anyway. And then, lo and behold, he bumped into a very good horse on his start over hurdles the other day. A horse called Gertie, and of course changed home the Supreme Novices hurdle favourite Min on his previous start. So he's just been a bit unlucky on his last two starts, really. He's just been in quite deep. But his time figures stand up to the closest inspection. Gordon thinks he's definitely going to be a more 2.5 mile stroke 3 mile horse, even a chaser further down the line. So the step up to 2.3 mile today should be ideal for this son of Beneficial. Obviously, there's been a bit of money for Black Warrior, Charles Burns' child, Black Warrior, and anything that Charles runs and he's punted has got to be respected. And he caught the eye last time out with a very quiet run in a national flat race at Leopardstown, so he could improve quite significantly. But he's going to have to go a bit to beat the Plotting Shed, and he's the choice in the second.
The Plotting Shed then for Gordon Elliott and Brian Cooper getting the votes in the 2 o'clock. The 2:35 is race number three. We've got a maiden here over the extended 2 mile trip, and Alto Esquire is the 13-8 market leader. Henry Howard at 9-4, 7-2 for double scores. Railway Rule is a nine's chance. It's 14-1 or bigger the remainder. What do you like in race number three?
Yeah, I'll go with this Henry Howard. I'm quite surprised that the Racing Post put him in as big as 3-1, because again, I thought he should have been favourite, and he does indeed find himself at the top of the market here this morning, albeit he's been challenged for that position by, again, another Charles Burns trained horse, Alto Esquire. And again, you know, it could be that Charles is having a bit of a punt. Don't forget he landed a massive monster gamble over the Christmas period at Tramore, so bookmakers are very much running for cover. But I'll stick with Henry Howard on this occasion. I thought he showed really encouragingly at Thurles of the day. Even though he's beaten quite away, he went like a good horse through a majority of that race until his petrol gauge flashed on empty. Very much indicative of how he drifted in the market. He was put in around about 5-2, 11-4 in the morning. He opened up 4-5-1 on track, and he went off sixes. So there was not a great deal of confidence beyond him that day. And like I say, his run very much was indicative of that. But Ruby Wall certainly wasn't hard on him anyway, after he made a bad mistake at two out. And he was eased there four after. I think the drop back to 2 miles, given the way he travelled the other day, should be ideal. And you know, probably on this Alto Esquire, of course, we don't know much about him. He isn't up to scratch, then I'd expect Henry Howard to gain the day in the third race.
Henry Howard then the pick for Andy in race number three. We go ahead to the 3:10 now. This is the next race on Clonmel's card. It's a beginner's chase here over 2 miles and 2 furlongs. Mount Gunnery is the 11-8 favourite this morning. Some Drama is priced at 4-1. After Aspen is 11-2. 6-1 about Buck Dancing. The Living Beauty is 9-1. 16-1 or bigger the remainder. Talk us through this bunch, Andy.
Yeah, not a bad little beginner's chase. I certainly think there's three or four you could include into your thought process here. But my number one choice would have to be Mount Gunnery, a horse that I fancied the other day at Down Royal. Albeit he didn't win, he certainly didn't disgrace himself on that occasion, finishing third behind Venetian De May, who's very much a horse on the improve. I've rather missed the boat on Venetian De May. I seem to keep picking him when he doesn't win, and I went off him the other day, and of course he bolted up after I left him alone. But both the front two have got decent form going into that race, so given it was only his third start, Pat Fahey's charge over fences, it wasn't a bad return. And more importantly, his run before was even more significant, the fact that he was second behind Tellus Moore. I think Tellus Moore would have won that grade two novices chase on Sunday, of course, had he not tipped up at the second last and left the door open for his stablemount Sambermont to come through and take advantage. So he's definitely going the right way. He's always looked to chase. He's by Cape Tara. Most of those Cape Taras are certainly, you know, big in stature and decent horses in quality. So Mount Gunnery, who's been nicely punted already this morning. I think the market just about has got him right.
Mount Gunnery then for Andy. We'll move ahead to race number five. This is the 3:45. We've got a 2.5 mile handicap chase here, where Altipix is the 11-4 favourite. Mr Echo 4-1, 9-2 about King Blue. Churchville Champ is a 7's chance, 8-1 about He Rocks, 8-1 for All the Way Home. Kalina House is 10-1, 14-1 for Tipped Up Harry, and Say Geronimo is the outsider of the party at 25-1. Talk us through this race, Andy.
Yeah, this one's a bit more tricky, Sam. You know, you can make cases out for four or five here and still not come up with a winner. I thought the horse with the most solid form, whether he's got the most improvement in him, is He Rocks. I'm quite surprised that he's such a big price this morning, considering He comes here via a good run the other day behind Barely Legal in a hot handicap at Leopard Sound. Back in second was Cove Supreme, and Jim Draper's charges won since, albeit at 12-1 on in a four-runner race at Thurles. But he's a very consistent type, and I've noticed that going back through his career, he rocks. He's run well at this track on his two subsequent visits. So at 8-9-1, I certainly think he's worth a look. And the other one worth mentioning as well is King Blue, who's in the process of running a big race the other day when he tipped up at the third last at Down Royal. That race went the way of Finnear, and of course, regular punters all know that this horse won yesterday at Musselburgh. So these are the two horses I'm concentrating on here. I'll probably split mistakes, actually, and have a couple of quid on both of them. He rocks at 8-1, and King Blue around about the 9-2 mark this morning.
Okay, Andy's thoughts then in the 3:45, a couple to take out of that race. The next race on Clonmel's card comes up at 4:20. This is a handicap hurdle over the extended 2 miles, where Accordion Twilight is your 6-4 favourite. 11-2 about Lineview. Fort Carson is 7-1. 8-1 Ted Back. Aura Hall is 9-1. Double figure quotes for the rest of them. What do you fancy in this 4:20, Andy?
Yeah, snap of the daytime here. Accordion Twilight stands out as the most likely winner of this race. Around about 6-4 this morning. Certainly think he's got the best credentials coming in here. And that run here over course and distance last time out certainly highlights his claims. He travelled really strongly in the hands of Roger Lachlan that day. And considering that was his first run for the best part of around about 8-9 months, he hadn't run a course since back in May, I thought it was a really good return from Bill Lanigan's charge. He just got a little bit tired on the running as well. It was, of course, a race that was synonymous with a bit of carnage at the second last when Fade In fell and almost brought down the unlucky Annie Orland. So according to Twilight, if you like, was probably fifth or sixth best that day, but the record books say that he was fourth. But all in all, it's still a good effort. As I said, it was only lack of match practice and fitness that just did for him. With that run under his belt, and in a much weaker race on looking at the general overall profile of most of these, I think according to Twilight's going to take a good bit of beating here today. So with the decent amateur on board as well to take £7 off, this nine-year-old is the nap vote on the afternoon.
According to Twilight, then a strong vote for Andy in the 4:20. Clonmel closed their card then at 4:55 with a bumper over the extended 2 mile trip, where Merry Night for Willie Mullins heads the market at 13-8. Gordon Elliott's Be the Hero is 9-4. 4-1 about Iconic Image. Peace in Milan is 9-2. 16s or bigger for the rest of them. Mullins and Elliott heads to head once more in a bumper, Andy.
Yeah, and both of them have shown promise, albeit they've been a little bit, well, Merry Night in particular has been a slight disappointment. He got beat at 8-7 the last day. By a horse called New to This Town, who obviously has gone on to win subsequently. Just not absolutely convinced whether this horse requires the ground he's encountering at the moment. He's by presenting, and you know, without generalising, some of their horses do struggle on a heavy surface from time to time. Of the front two in the market, there's been a good deal of bit of support behind Be the Hero, and you could see why. He ran much better last day behind Stabber Companion Woodford Island at Navan. That, of course, was over hurdles. Whether he's got the speed to cope, drop back to 2 miles, he's obviously a mute point. So with the front two in the market being a little bit lukewarm from yours truly, I want to put up Iconic Image as the each-way alternative. We can get around about 4-5-1 for this horse this morning. If you can get, like I say, around about 5-1, I don't think you're going to do too much damage with Terence O'Brien's 7-year-old, who caught the eye last time and a hot bumper at Punchestown. Of course, it went the way of Battleford. So I think he's in line to perhaps run in the champion bumper and represent the all-conquering Willie Mullins, Graham Wiley axis. And like I say, this is the first horse to represent that form. I like the way he stayed on from the back of the field that day. He certainly looked as though that he got plenty of quality. And given that he's bound to be better for that run, this chaser in the making, I think, is going to run a big race for us here this afternoon. So with the dead-eight runners going to post, we can have a nice bit of each-way thievery on Iconic Image in the last.
Iconic Image then, the pick for Andy in the 4:55. Just summarise then, please, Andy, all of your selections for the 7 race card today at Clonmel.
Yeah, not a bad card to that, Clonmel. Decent size fields and one or two decent betting opportunities along the way. Beginning with Don't Tell No One in the first, who hopefully will run a big race just there. Following a good run in a grade three, it's third as last time out. Short price favourite, backer should be in clover with De Blot and Shed into 2 o'clock. Henry Howard ran really well first time up at Thurles without getting the trip, but dropping back to 2 miles should be ideal for him today. Man Gunnery sets a really good standard for the rest to live up to in the 3:10, and he's the vote there. 3:45, my two against the field would be He's Rock and King Blue, who was going well when he fell at the third last time out at Down Royal. Best bet on the card is according to Twilight, who ran a cracker over the C&D 14 days ago and should be all the better for the run after that long layoff. And in the final race, the top one on the card, Iconic Image, in the hands of Jane Mangan and Terence O'Brien. I do think he'll run again, another very big race for us there, and we can back him each way around about 5-1.
And you're holding selections then ahead of the Irish action today at Clonmel. And remember to tune in to William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:10 p.m. in the company of Stephen Powell, Andrew Mountain, Gary Caper. We'll have little bits of Clonmel covered, little bits of Maidan covered, as well as all the domestic action in full from Kelso, Leicester, Fontwell and Chelmsford. Thank you very much for joining me on this edition of the podcast, Andy, and best of luck at Clonmel today.
Thanks very much, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.